Good morning, everyone. Hello, hello. Am I really close? Okay, there we go. Good morning, everybody. Fellow pilgrims, right? Word in Life has a real gem in store for you today. You can see what's going on up here on the podium. But how are we doing so far? We've had a wonderful experience last week with Dr. Susan, Reverend Dr. Sister Susan Dunn, all right? And we're looking forward next week to Dr. Dawn George. She's going to deal with that shadow that hangs out in each one of us. So we're looking forward to that. Dawn is right here. And so let's settle in. Remember to switch off the cell phones. And let's take a minute to check in with our life-giving breath and the light within. We'll take 1 minute. When I found myself fortunate enough to be the MC today and to introduce Father Cyprian to you, I went to the computer. Don't we all do that? His website is an education in itself. I came across an array of experience that Cyprian shares, and I'm only going to give you a few minutes because I want him to spend the rest of the time with you. But there is a 10-minute video on his website of a tour of Thomas Merton's Hermitage with Cyprian singing in the background. There's a 1-minute interview with Ken Wilber in his couch in his living room in Colorado. There's a substantial blog. There's many YouTube presentations of his concerts around the world. This is quite an intelligent, gifted man, and we're just thrilled to have him. His blog goes back to talking about Vatican II, the hero's journey, even brings in Mary Oliver and John Steinbeck. I would highly recommend you going on. Just Google Cyprian Consiglio and you'll check it out. You'll be as captivated as I was. It's a very interesting. I spent a long time on it. I feel like I know him because I did so much work on his website. But our Word in Life website mentions that we all have a story. We have my story and our story and God's story. And I'm going to tell you that last night Alice talked about that at the mission when she talked about Teilhard. And she talked about got the same similar introductions. She has some leftover handouts from Teilhard that will be on the information table at the back. But now I'm going to tell you a bit about Father Cyprian's story. He hails from a small town near Joliet, Illinois, and at age 18, he sought out a Franciscan ministry in Chicago on the north side, St. Mary's. He lived there as an 18-year-old for a year, helping out and working with the poor people. So he already had this bent towards helping and serving. His gifts are extroverted. He's a gifted singer, a guitarist, a composer, a recording artist, arranger, and a producer. And he did all that before he went to St. John's Seminary to get his master's degree in theology in Camarillo. We have a couple people that come from Camarillo every week, Cyprian, right near the St. John's. So Cyprian's master's thesis is on contemplative anthropology. He did his monastic formation and lived for 10 years at the new Camaldoli Hermitage in Big Sur, where he perfected the merge of a universal call to contemplation with his love and talents with the arts. Because Father Bede Griffiths began a Camaldoli ashram community utilizing the elements of Hinduism in India, Cyprian studied contemplative life, enculturation, and interreligious dialogue there. He currently lives near Santa Cruz, spending his time teaching comparative religions, interfaith rituals, meditation, and world music, and in solitude, being all that he can be for the greater glory of God. I have a brief history of the Camaldoli monks and New Camaldoli on the table back there. Goes from St. Anthony all the way up to Bede Griffiths. You'll be interested in that. I also have on the table a list of Father Cyprian's published works, his DVDs and his CDs. Lastly, I want to tell you about this little book, Prayer in the Cave of the Heart, The Universal Call to Contemplation by Cyprian. It is about his courageous pilgrimage to contemplation, acknowledging those who led the way, and these are names that are familiar to us, Bede Griffiths, Thomas Merton, John Mayne, Lawrence Freeman, Thomas Keating, and Basil Pennington. While I was writing this, I had been watching the dialogue the other night, and I wondered about the binder full of women monks. I don't think there is a binder full of women monks, but he did find one. He found Carmelite Ruth Barrows as one of his mentors. So in this book, Cyprian takes us by the hand and leads us on our own interior journey from concentration to meditation to await the gift of contemplation. Word and Life is thrilled to bring to you Father Cyprian Consiglio. Let's stand and offer our blessing to him.
Share your gifts of spirit, light, and insight. We welcome you with joy.